You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
Let's welcome Christine Balfa and Balfa Toujours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to play y'all some music from Southwest Louisiana, and we hope y'all feel like dancing because it's dance music. We'll start off with something called Les Flammes d'Enfer. Merci beaucoup. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all so much. Well, as was said there a few minutes ago, it's a real treat for us to be here. The Newport Folk Festival is a very important story in Christine's family, which is my family and Courtney's, and our whole presence as a group, because when her dad came up here in 64, Cajun music had really never been heard outside of Louisiana. And in Louisiana, it was fading away under the pressure to become Americanized. And the French language was on the way out. The music was kind of on the way out. And people were ashamed of it. In fact, there was an editorial in the newspaper in Opelousas, Louisiana, said this is an embarrassment to us that these musicians are going up there. They're going to be laughed off the stage. And they came up here not knowing if that was true or not. And after their first tune, they got a standing ovation from, you know, about 17,000 people. And that moment changed Dewey's life and changed Cajun music, because when he went back home, he really decided, I'm going to make people aware of just what this music means. And so it's great for us to be here. We've been, before Christine was born, this festival's been a big part of our lives. So. And we're going to do you one from Dewey. It's called L'Anseau Pie, which means straw cove, and it sings about going out on Saturday night, and you don't need money, you don't need nothing but your friends and your sweetheart and maybe a few drinks. And you can go have a good time at Straw Cove.
Todd Phillips on the bass, y'all. Woohoo! Yeah, Todd. All right, well, we're going to get my little cousin over there, who's, I guess, that we need a little update in our promo.
He was 15 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or something.
27 now, so.
He's 27 now, so yeah, you're 15 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's 5 years from when set now.
So anyway, this is a song that it's called The Newport Waltz, appropriately. My dad wrote it after he came to this festival in the 60s, and he was just saying, telling the Cajuns, if you ever want to go to a beautiful area, and I can see why he was so moved, not only by the response and the love of the music here, but also just by the beautiful landscape here. So he said, if you ever want to have a good time, go to the festival in Newport. So this is a meaningful waltz for us on many levels. Courtney's going to sing it, called the Newport Waltz.
Tu vas à Newport au festival. On a été là-bas à Newport. On a eu un pari d'agrément. On s'a fait un tard de bons amis. J'aimerais dire à tous les Cajuns, si tu veux un bon temps, va au festival.
Thank you all so much. I got to tell you, that song just means so much because it meant so much to Christine's dad that he wrote that, you know, after coming up here. But it's hard to imagine when you're up here right now what it was like for him back in Louisiana in that era when literally there was, you know, like I said, an editorial in the newspaper saying, you're going to be laughed off the stage when you go up there. And to think about him working so hard for so long means a lot. To be here 45 years later,
We made full circle. Made a full circle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we better play something sexy and silly now, don't you think?
Yeah.
We'll do one that's called Les Blues de Toc Toc, and Toc Toc is the Cajun word for popcorn, because of, you know, Toc Toc Toc.
Yeah. It's a bluesy number we learned from a great accordion player back home, the late Mr. Nathan Abshire, but he was known for his, he loved to have a good time. He'd always say, the good times is killing me. And he played hard. He enjoyed life. But he wrote this song called, like Dirk said, the Popcorn Blues, the Blues of Toc Toc. And it sings about going out to the dance at night and the next morning having the popcorn blues. He sings about how the popcorn's so salty, you get so thirsty, so you have to drink more and more beer. So you eat more and more popcorn, and the next morning you have the popcorn blues. So, oh gosh, I keep bumping this guitar. I flew from Louisiana yesterday, and I got here about 8 hours late into Providence, and they lost my luggage. This is the same clothes I left my home in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Still have the same clothes on. I also didn't have a guitar, and so the folks at Gibson have been so generous and so kind to me. They loaned me this guitar, and I'm pretty rough on my guitar. All of my guitars have a huge, like, I didn't tell them that. Have a huge gash in it right here. And when I went to put it on, I had the lanyard on, and they said, oh, put the lanyard in the back. And I was like, oh, no, they're so worried about that, scratching it. It's like, I was very nervous. So I'm trying to hit it, not to hit it too hard, but then I keep bumping it on the microphone. Anyway, y'all go by the folks at Gibson. And
they didn't say anything about the front, though.
They didn't say anything about the front, though. It's true. So anyway, here we go, the Popcorn Blues. This is a Tuck Tuck.
It is a voyage de soir. J'aime voyer du grillon, les voyer du tata. It is a voyage de soir, dans les aquas encore. Je vais sous les yeux de soir. Oh, je vais sous les yeux de soir. J'aime manger du tata. It is a voyage de soir. the boy had a swallow by days, I swallowed on gone. Mais too late, y'a de soir. Mais too late, y'a de soir. Et mon lady griot.
Courtney Granger and Kevin Wimmer making those fiddles talk.
I love me some fiddle. Thank y'all so much. Ooh, that was fun. I don't get to play very much with these guys. They all and we toured for about 15 years full time, and it was really, really fun. And Dirk and I started our family, so I haven't been playing quite as much, so it's a lot of fun to get to play. Kevin, Courtney plays with a great young group called the Pine Leaf Boys now. Kevin plays with a great group called the Red Stick Ramblers, another group from home. And Dirk Powell plays with Joan Baez. You know, y'all might know her name. And our friend Todd Phillips, we've been knowing him before they played together. He's a great bluegrass player. He's very well known in the bluegrass scene, but he's also plays with Joan Baez. So we're...
And Christine plays with another great band, too, called Bonsoir Catin. If y'all want to check that out, a great all-female Cajun group.
It's a lot of fun. But I love playing with this band. That's why I started off saying this, not promoting all the other bands we play in. It's really fun to play with these guys. So, yeah.
We're going to do one that Christine and I wrote.
I think we'll go ahead and do De Voyage. Yeah.
It's called De Voyage, and it sings about two journeys. Basically, I wrote it when we first went back to Europe, where a lot of our family came from, and was sitting over there in Wales, where my family name is from, even though I don't really know exactly when they came over, but I was sitting in this tent, kind of like this one backstage, but it was red, and this figure came up, and it was like a silhouette, just a black silhouette, and for some reason in my mind, it just represented all my ancestors to me, and I realized, I started thinking about their journey across the ocean, how much they risked, you know, and all the journeys across the ocean that people took for, you know, wanting to or not, or just all the story of that, those incredible journeys, and to go back there today, it's quite moving. So when I saw that figure standing there and it hit me that way, this melody just became like instant. And that inspiration happens like that sometimes. And the words we wrote are basically, they left their homeland, though they had nothing with them. They risked everything for their descendants. There wasn't a king who could keep them in chains. And today it says we go back and We understand what they sacrificed for future generations. De voyage.
Thank you all so much. Merci beaucoup. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. We're going to switch it around a little bit, feature the fiddles on a few numbers, get Dirk on the bass, and what y'all feel like playing, fellas? Vieux Wagon? Or you would do something else? Port Arthur. Yeah, I've been singing a lot. You do Port Arthur. Port Arthur blues. You feel like doing that? Feel like fiddling that, Courtney? Yeah. All right, we'll do something called the Port Arthur Blues. A lot of Cajuns went out to Port Arthur, Texas, and settled out there, and so they wrote a song because so many people went out there, the Port Arthur Blues.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
All right, we're going to slow down and do a beautiful waltz. We learned from the Balfour Brothers something called a Shabbat Set. It's just a beautiful little love song.
Granger on vocals, y'all.
Merci beaucoup. Woo.
Ah. Thank you. We're going to get feature Courtney on another one. This is one that we learned from Uncle Will Bolfa. He was a fiddler with the Bolfa brothers, and he wrote a lot of good songs, and this is one he wrote called The Cajun Blues, Les Blues de Cajun. And they say he sings about, you tell them, Courtney, you want to tell them what it's all about? Blues de Cajun.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the light version. I see some little kids. If anybody has an app phone, there's the light app for the iPhone. The Blues de Cajun. It sings about all the things one would do when you have the blues. Go dancing, go drinking, and that's all I can say. So it's a good little song we learned from Uncle Will.
Thank you so much. Well,
if y'all spoke French, you might have caught the gist of that one.
I think that's one of the few phrases people might know.
You did? You got it.
Even
okay.
If you don't speak much French, you know "Fait de l'amour."
You
know
don't
what
have
that
to
means.
Know much French.
Ah, vous êtes acadienne. Tu parles français aussi. Oh, c'est bien. Ah oui, je le connais bien. Non, on joue pas cette musique, donc.
All right, we're going to do something else on the fiddle. We do a Creole song. It's more than just a fiddle tune. It's a popular song with most of the Creole musicians and Zydeco musicians, something called Ma Bernadette. And I picked up a little bit from different people. I got some from Ambrose Sam. His nickname was Sweet Potato. And I got a little bit from Canray Fontenot. And I stole a lick from Mitch Reed. And something called Bernadette Machete d'Or. Bernadette, she threw me out last night. Yeah. All on account of another woman.
Oh.
Bernadette, don't do that. Bernadette, ma stai d'io, ieri so da premi lui, se para porta non ti fa. Bernadette, fai passare. Bernadette the Drunken Bernadette, thank you.
Woohoo! It's German, Todd said. Where'd you get it, Todd?
17 something, right? It's made in 1203, give or take 600 or 700 years, something like that.
It's like 60, 80 years old.
Todd sure plays it good. How about a hand for Todd Phillips? Oh, yeah, helping us out, doing such a good job. He even let me sweat all over it and paw at it. Glam onto it there.
All right, we'll play a song that y'all can sing along if you want. You can sing Cajun French before you leave today. There's a part in the song where you just say, "Oh, Madeleine." So if y'all can sing that, oh, Madeleine, which is Madeline or Madeline. And it sings about Madeleine staying out all night. Where are you, Madeleine? And he keeps singing, "Oh, Madeleine," and you stayed out all night, and there's this refrain where you keep singing, "Oh, Madeleine, ta couche dehors." Anyway, you'll see where you come in on. And
how come all these songs are about staying out all night and drinking and dancing? What's the deal, man?
Because it's fun.
It's yeah.
It's a whole lot of fun to do that.
And when you sing about it, you get to do more of it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all.
We right, hope y'all, yeah, we hope y'all having about half as much fun as we having. Because y'all will still be having quite a bit of fun, because we having fun.
Like they say, if y'all having half as much fun as we are, we're having twice as much fun as y'all. Thank you. I learned that in school. I did drop out, but I did learn that first. I can't even do that.
All right. Creole Man.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a song. This one's in English and French, and we learned it from our friend Preston Frank. And he's a great Creole musician from around Swallow, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And his kids, you know, Keith Frank and all them are great musicians too, a great family of music. But this one sings, well, you'll hear the English part, so I won't even translate it for you. It's all about just living out in the country and you eating okra and eating peppers and hanging out with your dog and your cat and just saying, man, this is good. I don't need to go anywhere. Country at my grandma's place, and I was happy to stay there all the rest of my day. Just my dog and my cat eating okra and a pepper, 'cause I'm a Creole man. They call me King Creole. You tell me that I like on pine. J'ai marié grand-mère. J'étais content de rester là, de la balance de ma vie. J'ai mon chien et mes chats, mon gomo et mon piment. Je suis un grand créole. They call me King Creole. Oh yeah, baby. Country at my grandma's place, and I was happy to stay there all the rest of my day. Just my dog and my cat eating okra and a pepper, 'cause I'm a Creole man. They call me King Creole. Your tennis are like on pine. J'ai ma vie grand-mère. J'étais content de rester là. Tout la balance de ma vie. Juste mon chien et mes chats. Mon gomo et mon piment. Je suis un homme créole. Comme King. Yeah.
did I buy?
Thank you so much. We got time to do one more for y'all. One quick number called Tonayu and Tonarapu. We had a blast playing for y'all. And if don't go, oh, we would love to stay. We play 4-hour dances at home without a break. So we are just getting warmed up. But they have other people, other great music to come your way. So y'all come visit us in Louisiana sometime. We have a lot of good festivals down there, too. I just come any old time. There's music all the time. We're going to do something called You Had Some Baby, But You Ain't Getting Any More. Tonayume Torolapu. Patate de raton. That's potatoes and cracklets. I don't know what y'all were thinking about, but I'm talking about food.
Sneak that in there. Always sneak that in there.
Thank you.
y'all. Come on, give me a little bit more, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you.